So you have to see putting on your shoes, tying the shoelaces if you have the shoelaces. And again, being fully there, not a means to an end. The moment of having your shoes finally on your feet is not more important than the moment of putting your shoes on. That's the delusion that the next moment is more important. It's no difference whether I have my shoes on or off. It doesn't improve my life to have the shoes on. Another thing is eating. Eating is a primordial activity that even very early life forms engage in. Even life forms that have relatively undeveloped organs of perception, they're eating already. And sometimes it's the only thing they are interested in. And so many human beings become completely unconscious when they start eating. Even you can have, I've seen intellectuals at universities, professors, talking the most complex concepts, and then they start eating and they go... And then they finish, and then, okay, now let's get back to the problem of the existentialist analysis of Immanuel Kant and his theory of the critique of pure reason. So to bring consciousness into that primordial activity, and sometimes to just be conscious of chewing food and swallowing food, and again, not wanting to arrive at the end, because that's another needing. Some people have a so-called problem with eating, but it's not really a problem, but they eat more than they need to eat. And that's usually it's the egoic mind needing more, and that can translate itself into taking in more food. It could be other things, often it's other things. If you have a problem with eating, so-called problems, many humans have that these days, it's helpful to, when the impulse to eat comes in between meals, to simply notice it. Now, at what stage you catch the impulse, and it's not only eating, this would apply to any so-called addiction, smoking. At some point, the impulse comes, and it's an unconscious movement. I need to take something in. It's with smoking, or drink. And the impulse comes to, there's a lack here, I need. And you have to observe it on an energetic level inside yourself. Don't detach yourself by some thought. Really feel the grasping of it, the neediness of it. I need. And now, how soon you catch that impulse, no matter what it is, depends how alert you are at that moment, how present you are, because the impulse very quickly can pull you into unconsciousness. And some people wake up after they've taken the big sandwich out of the fridge and eaten it, and then they realize they've just been eating a big sandwich. And while they were eating the big sandwich, the mind was somewhere completely different. And then as you become more present, you can catch yourself the moment your hand is in the fridge. And then you feel the grasping, the impulse. And then you stop for a moment and observe that. You don't stop and think, oh, I shouldn't be eating another sandwich. No, that doesn't work. You simply observe the feeling behind it, the lack, the sense of needing to be filled that is behind it. And that needing to be filled is not a physical thing. It may appear as a physical thing, but it is a psychological thing, and it's created by the ego, which isn't always in a state of not enough. And others may be running after other things, and for some people it becomes food. It may be other things for them also. They need more of something to fill that which feels unfulfilled. So I need to more. And then you have the hand in the fridge, and then for a moment you can stop and feel it. Observe what is behind that impulse. Oh, isn't that interesting? And you spend a minute or two just being present with that. And after that, you may still eat it, or you may not. Sometimes it's gone. The desire is gone because you've become conscious. At other times, maybe it's still there and you still can't stop yourself. But you have brought presence to it. And each time you bring presence to something that before was unconscious,